Julie Olson, director of the Advocate Safe House Project. You've been director there for 24 out of the 34 years that Safe House has been in existence.
Yep, and next month it'll be 25 years.
25 years. Wow. What's that like for you?
Well, it's like my child in a lot of ways. I've seen a lot of changes and a lot of good changes, not only in our organization, but also in our community.
Talk about those changes.
Well, I think some of the changes that I've seen that are real positive is we have a domestic violence. It's actually called Garfield County Domestic Violence Coalition, and it meets every other month. And what that is, it's a meeting of stakeholders that have a stake in domestic violence, meaning that trying to hold offenders accountable and keeping victims safe. And that has opened our eyes to a lot of different things in regards to where some gaps and what we can do to improve as a community. Another one is that we were instrumental in bringing the SANE program to our area. And the SANE program is a sexual assault nurse examiner program. And we brought it, into the area in the early 2000s. And Valley View had it for a while and for actually like 12 something years, and they discontinued it a while back, but then now it's been resurrected with Mountain West Saint Alliance, and that is now being administered via Riverbridge Regional Child Advocacy Centers for both adults as well as children.
Well, I was going to ask if you guys work with Riverbridge.
Absolutely.
And how so?
What we do is we provide the community advocacy to the survivors, the victims and the survivors, the adults. And what that means is that we are not investigating, we're not treating, we are there to advocate on their behalf, to help them educate survivors what their rights are and what's coming in front of them if the case is going to move forward with prosecution, et cetera, even an investigation. So one of the things that's really instrumental and crucial about working with us, Advocate Safe House Project, is the fact that we have privileged communication. When a victim speaks to us, our privilege is just as strong as an attorney-client privilege. So unless they waive it, we do not speak to anybody about them. So we need a release of information to speak to the police if they want us to, or the DA, or the SANE nurse, etc.
Do you work with sexually trafficked women?
Well, yes. We are starting to do that more and more. And I'll be honest, there was times when over the years, and if you look back in history, we all kind of worked in our silos. And this is our silo, that's yours. You know, we'll work together to some degree, but
right.
And we're starting to do that much, much more. Because last week, were you at the Battlement Bell's Anti-Human Trafficking Summit?
Tell us more about that.
It was fascinating. It was kind of a bombshell, to be honest, meaning that it was like it opened up a lot of people's eyes about what's going on in our area. And by that, I mean our area is the Western Slope. A lot of young people, in particular young girls, are coming from perhaps traumatic home lives or situations where they've had some trauma in their lives. And it's very easy for them to be identified from a trafficker's standpoint about who they can target to kind of bring into their fold. And before you know it, these young girls are doing things that they don't want to do necessarily, but they don't feel like they have any other alternative. It was really sad to see that or hear that, but we totally understand that from our perspective and working with survivors over the years. But anyway, so we will work with survivors and helping them, trafficking survivors, to get back wherever back is, you know, if that's what they want.
Getting back to some of the changes you've seen, can you talk about what has been Advocate Safe House's biggest strength? I mean, your organization has been on the front lines and on the ground since 1987. What keeps it going? What's its biggest strength?
Well, I think a lot of people would like to think that this problem was here and we dealt with it and it's gone. But the reality is it's still here. It's going to be here for a long time. As I would like to work ourselves out of a job. I mean, that would be my goal, but that's not going to happen in my lifetime. So it's here to stay. The other things that have happened that keeps us here is that we have a really good community that supports us, whether it's financial, in kind. When we built this place, we had different contractors, et cetera, that donated their time, some of their supplies, et cetera, as well as people giving us money, et cetera. So I just feel like most people know someone who has been a victim of domestic violence and or sexual assault. It may not be themselves. It may be a family member, a friend, a neighbor, or someone they heard about. But it doesn't take long for us to know about someone that we care about, that this has affected them. And it tugs at our heartstrings, too. You know, we don't like to see people in pain. And there are things that we can do, which is we have an educational program so we can help educate people about how to prevent, also to keep our eyes open when we see something that's not okay, whether it's calling the police or being an upstander, like bystander, and calling on our friends to say, that's not an appropriate joke. That's not how you treat women. That's not how you treat someone you love. Because for many offenders, that's probably how they were raised, and that's what they learned. And so domestic violence is something that's learned, and if it continues to be perpetuated, if there isn't something to stop that. And sometimes friends can do a great job of saying, not okay, knock it off, you know, but it takes a lot of guts from that friend to do that.
That's right. You know, you were speaking earlier of being in a community that's very supportive. And speaking of support, the LunaFest is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one, at least one of Advocate Safe House's main fundraisers over the year.
Mm-hmm.
And LunaFest is a festival of women's films made by women for everybody. And I'm wondering, why did you start getting involved with LunaFest? Mm-hmm.
So LunaFest has been around for 19 years. We've had it for 12 out of the 19. And years ago, how we got started with it is someone brought it to us. They thought that this would be a great fundraiser for us, and it was just something that we started, and it took a few years before it just took off. I would actually say about 5 years before it took off. But what it is, it's a short film fest. What that means is this year there are, let's see, 7 different films. And they range from time from what I'm seeing, the shortest is 9 minutes to 16 minutes long. And they're on totally different topics. It's going to be from A to Z. And if you're interested in seeing what the films are about, you can go on to lunafest.org, and they have a list of all the movies that will be shown. Because what's neat about LunaFest is that Luna Bars is the major sponsor of this, and they give us the films to show. But if you go to New York in a week to watch the LunaFest, they're the same films. And they run from January through October of every year, and it doesn't matter where you go in the country, they're all the same films. So what's really cool about LunaFest and with us here in Glenwood Springs with Advocate Safe House Project, in 2018, when we held LunaFest, out of 180 communities that were showing it throughout the country, Advocate Safe House Project raised the most money. We were number 10 out of 180, and we had the 12th highest number of people in attendance throughout the whole country.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty fascinating. I mean, we found this out in an indirect way, and we were like, oh, my God. This is huge.
Yes.
Our little community, our little area. So Luna Bars, that sponsors this, really likes to have us involved with this because we really get the word out, and the people here who go to it love it.
Well, it's usually a sellout, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty darn close. Last year was our first year that we started to do 3 showings in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're continuing that here in 2020, this weekend, on Saturday, January 18th. It's 2:30, 5 o'clock, and 7:30 at Hotel Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And then there are some additional things really quickly. You can show your ticket at Barron's Restaurant in the Polo Lounge in the Hotel Colorado over that weekend and get 10% off. There are door prizes. So there are all these little perks.
Yeah, and we have free popcorn because when you go to a movie, you have popcorn.
There you go.
So it's really a lot of fun.
And people can come over right after the Women's March on Saturday
Absolutely.
The 18th.
Yes. Isn't it going to be at the Centennial Park here
yes.
in Glenwood Springs?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you like best about LunaFest?
I think, you know, when I look back throughout the years, it's amazing to see how when people are walking out of the event, they are just inspired. They're inspired about the creativity of the different movies, the topics of the different movies, and wanting to chat about the movies. And so it's just really neat to see that kind of energy.
Are the movies about sexual abuse, domestic violence? I mean, is that usually what they're
nope,
about?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
But there is one.
But what I'm understanding is that's usually not the theme. Just because
no.
you guys get the proceeds doesn't mean that the LunaFest is about domestic violence. And
no.
Okay.
What it is they want to help filmmakers, female filmmakers, have a venue for their films. So Luna goes out throughout the whole country and perhaps even the world to go look at different film festivals, and they will choose different films. So they're not all in English necessarily. There will be, I'm looking to see one filmmakers from Israel, New York, California, New York, California, and Texas. So there might be some subtitles.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say come and join us. You will not be disappointed.
Julie Olson, director of the Advocate Safe House Project, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you.